This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 11 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy? On 131 806. And Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. Welcome to our little bonus footy tipping episode for this week on the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. I'm producer Jane Neild, remotely via Teams, Caroline Wilson and Corey Perkin. I wish we were in studio again, ladies, but those lockdown rules apply. Now, last week we did our little tipping before there was a bit of change to the AFL fixture. Caro, I'm hearing rumours that things could change more rapidly. We are recording this on a Tuesday morning, so just warning you, things may have changed to what I'm going to read out today in terms of venues. But are you getting the word that everything should be pretty much as is, maybe with some venue changes this round 12?
Yes, I think all the games will go ahead, Jane. At the time that we record this, the AFL is still negotiating with the South Australian government to let Collingwood in so they can play Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval. I suspect the other Melbourne fixture games will be played probably in New South Wales, and we know that the Essendon Richmond game is going to be at Optus Stadium in Perth.
Yeah, so a movable feast at this stage. Round 11 results, you both got 7. Well done. Bulldogs for you, Caro, let you down a little on the first game of the round, but Corey and I tipped Melbourne. And look, I know because I spoke to Brendan earlier when he connected your internet this morning, Caro, up and about as an Essendon fan that they beat West Coast. I think you said last week something along the lines of, if they can do this, this will be a defining moment for the Essendon Football Club. So do you want to just sort of tell me your thoughts on that one?
Well, I'm glad I got that comment right. I certainly didn't get the tip right. Yeah, I think it was a game changer for Essendon, and now they play Richmond for a spot in the eight this week. So the Dreamtime game has been a great spectacle in the past, but it hasn't had a huge bearing on the season for some years. I don't think Essendon have won for a long time. I think 2014 was the last time. So fascinating game coming up. The Bombers were wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, definitely a real shot in the arm for all of those Bombers fans who've been doing it tough of late. Top five for the Don't Shoot competition. Ness J, number 5. Lee Meadows, number 4. Suzanne Lynch, number 3. Deirdre McDonough in the number 2 spot. And G Parrott in the number 1 position. So quite a few people tipping 8. Didn't see anyone actually tipping 9. I myself tipped 5. So let's get into round 12. So Friday, June 4th, Melbourne versus Brisbane Lions. Corey, would you like to lead us off? Melbourne Lions by how many points? Who's it going to be?
I'm going the Brisbane Lions by 13 points, Jane. I think if anybody can beat Melbourne at the moment, it's Brizzy.
Yeah, I agree with Corey. I'm saying Brisbane by 7. That game could be played at the Gabba or it could be played in New South Wales.
And I'm going to tip the Lions by 20 points myself. Saturday, June the 5th, St Kilda take on the Sydney Swans.
Oh, wow. You know, my heart says wants to go with St Kilda, but I think I have to go with the Swannies, Caro. What do you reckon?
Yeah, St Kilda don't get to host it now. I'm going for the Swans as well. Things are falling apart for the Saints.
And the Swans for me. Now, the Crows took a long shot on them last week. It didn't pay off. The Crows taking on Collingwood.
Yeah, they'll make a good fist of this one, and I think the Crows are going to win.
Yep, with you on that.
Yeah, and I'm sticking with the Crows this week as well. Essendon, as we said, had that win over in the West last week, taking on your Tigers, Richmond. So, Caro, this is the game where you and Brendan clench your teeth. We know you don't hold hands while you watch the footy. You've told me that in the past, but this should be an interesting one in your household.
Oh, look, it's tough, but I'm going to tip the Tigers.
Oh, Carol, I am thinking of you because you love going to this particular match of the season because it's the dream time. I'm going to stick with you and go Richmond as well.
I'm actually going to tip the Bombers. On Sunday, Carlton taking on the West Coast Eagles.
West Coast.
West Coast.
And West Coast for me. And Frio taking on the Western Bulldogs.
Bulldogs for me, Jane.
Yeah, Frio have been so disappointing, and obviously their captain's copping it for his poor goal kicking, that five. I'm tipping the Bulldogs as well to bounce back.
And the Bulldogs for me. And of course, it's short and sweet this week because we do have the round 12 byes. So having a little rest this week, the Gold Coast Suns, North Melbourne, Port Adelaide, your Hawks, Corrie, the Cats and the Giants. So if there ever was a, you know, well-timed break for some of these teams, I guess in the middle of lockdown and the confusion that has ensued, that's a pretty good one to be sitting out. So ladies, good luck with your tipping. And of course, things will unfold during the week, but let's hope the next few rounds are going to be relatively unscathed by the COVID chaos.
Well, it's good news for Corrie that the Hawks are having a bye. Sorry.
Gosh, I don't know how to respond to that. Yes, it is. Ha, 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 ha.
You've had a good go, as they say.
Oh, no, they were woeful last weekend, Caro. I just, I had that sick feeling that this is going. It was the first time in the season that I've really thought there is a long journey ahead.
Yes, and poor old Channel 7 televising that game against the Gold Coast. It was meant to be in Darwin, and Essendon West Coast was on pay TV. It was just a... And we'll talk about an unfortunate decision. Anyway, thank you, Corrie. Thank you, Jane. Don't shoot the messenger.